This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk with FC Dallas head coach Lucci Gonzalez. Sir, especially considering y'all won last night, how you doing?
Thanks, guys. I'm doing good.
Now, I was hoping you could walk us through not only the goal that y'all scored, but what did you think about the goal that was disallowed that the Sporting KC coach is furious about?
Well, look, I felt we put enough of a complete performance during the 90 minutes to win the game. We outshot them. We had we created more volume in the attack with crosses. And I feel we did enough. You know, we even could have scored two or three more, to be honest. We didn't, and we held on to the 1-0, which is important, how we had to defend at the end. I do think it is a controversial call. I think it goes either way. Did we get fortunate with it? Yeah, it happens. I think at the VAR at the end of the day is like flipping a coin. Sometimes it goes your way, sometimes it doesn't. And we've had some calls in VAR that didn't go our way that I had different opinions about. So it all somehow evens out at the end, and we just got to keep moving forward, and we'll take it. And I thought this was one of our better games in terms of a good performance and the football we want to play, the soccer we want to play, and getting the end result. So it's a good thing to build on right now, and we've got to move on quickly. And we want to go regain points that we lost against Nashville here at home, and now we get to do it with an opportunity playing them away. So we're excited for the next one.
Now, there was the thing that came out, and I don't know what you can or what you're willing to throw out there about that, about Reggie Cannon saying that the team asked him to read a statement that they wrote for him to apologize. What can you tell us about what you know about that?
You know, Reggie's is an important example of a player that's come through our academy system, and we're very proud that he was a homegrown player here and now playing in Europe, which we always knew was just a matter of time. And you know, I'm just as proud of him as well as what he showed off the field in terms of his leadership and in the moment the world's going through, and him showing courage, you know. We're in solidarity with him, and his team certainly showed that, and the club showed that. And you know, at the end of the day, I don't have any exact details of maybe what his view of the situation was after the booing and the anthem, and then him giving his opinion in the press conference. But you know, he has the right to express the way he felt. But I know I work for a club, and I'm a part of a club that I'm very proud of, and ownership has shown nothing but support for the players and the movement and the fight for social equality and racial injustice and making sure that we do our part. So I'm proud of what I'm a part of, and I live that every day. I'm here every day. So, you know, I think these things sometimes get personal, and especially maybe when you're transferring to the next opportunity and you can have opinions. But, you know, I wouldn't be in this club if I didn't feel it tried its very best to hold a high standard of integrity and zero tolerance for social injustices. So I'm very proud of that, and proud to be a part of it.
Have you talked to Reggie since he left?
Yeah, I have a relationship with Reggie, and it's about you know, I watch his games with Boa Vista, and I try to give him some advice, some things that I think he can keep working on. And that's just the coach in me, the teacher in me, and I'll always have that relationship with him. You know, at a young age, he has shown leadership, and not just on the field, but off of it. And so I've always tried to be there to help him and guide him in continuing to be a leader, a man that represents his family and his team. And he's young. He's young and he's still learning and he's going to keep learning. But, you know, I know this next step for him is going to keep allowing him to be the best that he can be.
Lucci, the match against Minnesota FC, United FC, was postponed. Do you have any idea of when the next one will be? And how did you feel like seeing, two tests positive? Like, you guys went through that. You experienced that. So, seeing it on the other side.
No, my heart is my heart and my thoughts are with all those players and staff, whether it be Colorado or Minnesota recently, that they recover, and they get healthy soon. You know, it's not an easy situation to go through that. Obviously we went through that ourselves as a team. So that's the first thought I have. Secondly, it's tough. It's a season with a lot of adjustments, and we have to be agile. The league has had to be agile in adjusting what the next step's going to be, postponing games, rescheduling games. Are they going to fit all those games with Colorado? How is that going to work? Is it going to be fair? Are they going to do points per game? There's a lot of things there that we can't control as a team. And the best thing that we can focus on is, as a team and being FC Dallas, is if it's going to be points per game, we've got to win each game that's in front of us. And that's the mentality and the objectives we have is let's win the next game. Because if it does come to points per game, we can't wait till the end. We've got to do it now.
If you want to tell us off air exactly which system you would prefer, we've got some pull with the MLS. We'll see if we can make it happen.
You know, I have my thoughts. I trust that the league will do the best they can to do what's fair. And with those circumstances, we have to take care of what we can control and get the business done. We're in a position to get it done, to be above the playoff line. And we're going to take it one moment at a time, one game at a time. And that's why we're really looking forward to Nashville.
Well, we appreciate the time as always, Coach. Best of luck in the Nashville match coming up.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Lucci Gonzalez, FCDallas.com. They play Nashville on Tuesday. They also offer streaming options for some of those away games on nice. FCDallas.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.